Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to your Rush Hour on this gorgeous, gorgeous evening. Uh-huh. What a ripping day. What a place to live here in Adelaide, South Australia, the best place on earth. We are jam-packed for you, family, absolutely. So let's get 1.5 metres apart from each other, and let's say hello to our beloved son, Bernard Kane Vince. G'day, young man.
Hello, mate. And, if you could just permanently keep 1.5 metres and possibly more away from me, that'd be great. But,
How was your weekend, young man?
Yeah, good. Got up to the farm on the weekend, so got back there and just relaxed. And you don't think about just life slows down when you're on the farm, so you just don't think about anything. You just let everything run free. Big wide open spaces. Harvey's running around bonfire at night and just relax. Yeah, a few mid strengths. And, Bob's your uncle. But, yeah, great weekend, mate. Drove the trucks and good
Didn't
fun.
Didn't you? Yeah. Good and fun. We're back again for another, compelling week of football.
Oh, yeah.
The boys are back training. There's footage everywhere all over the TV stations. There's smiles everywhere. There's whistles being blown. There's cones. She's all happening. So we'll catch up with the Crows coach, Matty Nix, tonight.
Yes,
and also Jay Clark regarding Jack Stephen, his situation over the weekend.
Yep.
And, Bern, let's get straight into it. All right, yes. I want to get the family involved here, and we've got some prizes to give away, have we?
No.
We finally.
No.
No, we have. We have. Young Johnny's got us some here. Random giveaway, phoner or best caller. Yeah. Come on, Shawnee.
Oh, I'm not sure. No, because you want the scratcher packs. You want them for the Furious.
I don't.
You want them for the Furious Five, don't you?
Bern, let's talk about the new changes at the AFL, some key changes that are coming into the round two starting June 11th.
Yeah.
And then we'll have our say, and then we'll see what the family got to say about it, because I think it's a piss take.
Yeah, well, some of the things are a bit fast-kill for me, but, just around the social distancing one. Are you going to go through the rules? Are you going to read them out?
No, you.
Oh, I'm ready? Oh, right. Okay.
Go.
So these are the new rules that are going to come out from the AFL. Extended quarter time break from 6 minutes to 8 minutes.
Right.
Don't know why it's just quarter time, but strict 1.5 metre social distancing on the bench. Which is weird, because when you're on the field, you're smashing into each other, and then you've got to sit apart
that.
On the bench.
That's
like you're in trouble at school. Maximum 26 staff limit on game day, which I'm okay with that
one.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Social distancing when singing the song post game, Jazz.
Please.
What's going on there?
Nah.
You've just been smashed for two hours
to the edge of your life. Yeah.
You're living with each other.
Yeah.
You're staying with each other in terms
and
of the Crows and Port.
You've got to be apart when you sing your club song if you ever win.
Another weird one that they could skip. Only six coaches allowed in the coaches' box. That's fine, because we're talking about that's being okay.
Well,
Is that okay with you?
That won't help the Essendon Football Club. They'll struggle now.
Oh, they had about 25 in there. I don't even know if they had enough seats. They had standing room only there at one stage. There'll be an extra 15 seconds after each goal for hygienic water distribution.
15 seconds.
What, they got to get a brand new footy out of the packet, are they?
I don't know, but it's about water bottles and stuff too, so I don't know how many water bottles.
And what have they been doing at training? Tell me what they've been doing at training. Touching non-stop with footballs.
Well, that's a thing. I just don't understand some of these.
I feel like it's farcical.
They're putting these down so then people can see that the AFL trying to do something, but it's not proving anything. And non-competing players cannot attend games, Jazz. So what are they going to do? Watch it on TV, I guess?
They can't leave their hub. Can they?
Well, they can't. No, not the teams in hubs. So they're going to have to just watch it on. I don't know whether it'll be live.
So what's the use going up if you know you're probably not going to get a game?
Well, you're
I'm going to ask Matty Nix that question.
Seven weeks away for possibly nothing.
No game. And just sitting in your hotel room every now and then playing a game of golf.
Golf.
So what's your take on it? I think some of those rules are absolutely farcical.
Well, yeah, they are. And I feel like it's the AFL trying to prove that they're trying to improve the social distancing rules. And I don't think it makes a lot of sense, especially the ones with the social distancing. So round one, I guess that was okay when they separated, when they sung the song.
Yeah.
Because at that stage, we're at a point in time where the curve was on the way up and we needed to set an example for the general population, I feel. So that was fine. But now we're starting, the curve's on the way down in a big way. I feel like they've been out there competing, smashing into each other. What's going to change
been
in the rooms?
Tested. Every player's come back clear.
Negative. How many people was there? 1,200 and something. They're all negative, including staff.
Do they share water bottles? Are they sharing water bottles, or they've got their own?
Well,
because you can't high five, you can't hug, you can't slap bum.
Yeah,
you can drink out of the same water bottle. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't think they've all got their own water bottle because they get very thirsty because there's only so many hands each water person can.
Why don't they just bring in no tackling, no bumping, no touching? Off you go, lads. Go play.
Yeah,
go
okay. Play. Well, then we can call it what? Soccer. And they're not allowed to touch each other.
1-3-3-5-3 family. Honestly, just come on and just give us your thoughts. The footy changes when it returns. What do you think? Is it farcical, bit over the top, or that's just part of the rules being put in place for our boys to start playing again?
Yeah, do we need to set an example?
Have your say right now. 1-3-3-5-3 on Triple M. Are there some other rules that they've forgotten about? Or do you agree with Jars? Some of these farcical and hypocritical. Give us a call now on Triple M.
Footy changes. They came out today. Some key points by the AFL for all football clubs when they resume on the June the 11th. The phones have been very busy here on the rush hour, the top rating rush hour. Bruce from Greenwith joins us. G'day, Bruce.
How you going, guys?
Your take on it, please.
God, you carry on, Jars.
How do I carry on, Bruce?
Yeah, we've just been through a bloody pandemic, mate. Yeah, you want more people to die? I'm not saying that that's going to happen with the football, but no, you know, a bit of responsibility.
So what part of the rules do you agree with? Because they're out there in combat, tackling each other, then they have to split apart to sing the song.
Oh, look, as long as it's out there protecting everybody, it doesn't worry me what rules are, to be honest.
True. No, good
thanks,
call.
Bruce. Yep, I just stir the pot and get everyone upset. And John from Hillbank, g'day, mate.
How are you, chaps?
What's your take on it?
I want to know who they are going to announce to hand out the bibs to all the players. You know, you fall forward, you fall back. And what are we playing, netball or football? Give me a break.
Do you reckon the fullback's allowed to touch the full forward when he spoils? He could jump around him.
Look, I'm glad the footy's back. Absolutely, I'm glad. But I think some of these rules are a little bit over the top. If they're going to be going out there for, what, four quarters of footy and smashing into each other, anyway.
And then when they're on the bench, they've got to sit apart.
Good on you, Johnny. Amanda from Williston, hello.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Very good, Amanda. What do you think?
I'm an absolute diehard footy fan. I love it. But to be honest, the AFL is contradicting themselves. They are causing nothing but chaos and confusion for players, for staff, for spectators. And what about all the local clubs that now have to fork out extra money to buy extra water bottles, which a lot of them can't afford to do at the moment? Let's just wipe the season clear, bring on 2021, and go power.
Yeah.
Good. Can I have a prize here, please?
Absolutely. Got a prize for you. I'm still not exactly sure which one.
You cool.
Okay. Instant scratch it.
Oh.
Add a fun twist to your day with a Rubik's Cube instant scratch it ticket.
Yeah. Well done, Amanda. Daniel of Mitcham. G'day, Daniel, son.
Jazz, I've got a poem for you. It's called Football's Not the Same. I remember a time when football was cheap and names like Ebert, McIntosh, Jarman, Kernahan, Corns and Curley were about the place. But slowly they moved away from the suburban grounds and football got centralised. They changed the rules and they increased the prices. Now the average family can't afford to go. And since the coronavirus, football's not the same. And will it ever be again? Someone with money has to do something if we want our clubs to survive.
Beautifully done, mate. Thank you, Daniel, for sharing that. Love it. There's passion right there. Mark from Bridgewater?
No.
No? You're done. Are you done with the callers, eh, Shawnee?
Yeah, well, Matty Nix is waiting. Matty Nix is waiting for us.
Oh, hello.
Matthew Nix, isn't it?
Interesting, isn't it, Byrne, the family?
Oh, they're confused.
And I'm going over the top. I'm creating a pandemic around town.
Well, that's fair.
Daniel's poem didn't rhyme.
I was waiting for the rhyme.
He spoke from the heart. I'm glad he got on.
Okay.
And Matty Nix will speak from the heart next.
So it's okay.
And he's going to be Kenny Hinckley's roommate.
It's okay for you to call on Matty Nix, but not for me. Triple M.
Family, always a pleasure to catch up with the Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nix. Port Adelaide and the Crows will depart for the Gold Coast this Sunday, and he joins us on the rush hour. Matty, thanks for your time.
How are you, Jars? Bernie?
You'd be counting down the sleeps now, mate, now that the boys are going to be playing some football on June the 11th.
Yeah, look, last night was one of those nights. I didn't sleep too well. I was restless because we're back in the facility today. So, yeah, we had our first footy back on the home oval. Logistically, it was a challenge, but the boys did really well throughout the whole day.
How was it structured, the training? Did you do in line groups? Did you train at different times like other clubs have?
Yeah, we've got the one oval. I know some clubs have got a couple, which would be a bonus, but we had to split them across the day. So we had our mids were started off the day at around 8, and there's a number, a bit of screening in that, then some skills on the oval up into some weights. Then you bring in the backs and the forwards and so on. So it was very much structured across the day, because you've also got the crossover between groups where you've got to make sure that the 8 are not, within 10 or 20 metres of each other. So it's quite a challenge, but the boys did it really well.
And was it just the ball work today? And then obviously when you move up to the Gold Coast, it'll be all the contact training starting Monday. I guess seeing you sort of broke the rules a little bit a couple of weeks ago, you'd be adhering to them very carefully, I suggest.
We are, Bern, yes. Oh. We've got a lot of attention to detail at the moment. The guys, as I said, it's a challenge. And I actually just got off the phone with Stewie Jew and Leon Cameron just discussing how they went. Logistically, a tough day. But at the same time, it's a good challenge because we empowered our boys to run the footy side of things today. And they did that really well in their groups of 8. What we will look at is Tuesday next week after we get up to Queensland. That'll be our first hit out where we can go full squad, full noise. And we just let them go. And we're looking forward to that one.
Nixie, have you been told by the AFL who you're playing in round 2 up there in the Gold Coast?
We haven't yet, Jars. There's still a fair bit of information to come through. And a lot of the focus to this point has been put on this week we're in at the moment. And there's some real importance about how we go about that. Mm-hmm. A lot of the rules around living arrangements, when we can leave the house, some of the isolation protocols. So that's been the priority. We're very understanding that we've got to be flexible, and I guess next will come all the detail around Queensland, round 2 and so on.
You almost need a full-time rules monitor, Jars, don't you, up there with all these new rules and things happening. Have you been given an indication on how long that first stint will be up there?
Well, look, we have, but we haven't been given an indication of when it's going to finish. So that's the answer is no.
Yeah.
And part of that is, the understanding at this point that we don't know when borders will be relaxed, when SA will open the border, and that'll give us a chance to come home and have other teams come and play against us in Adelaide. So at this point, we're heading over there with no return ticket, if you want to put it that way. and that's tough, and it's a hard position to be in, especially with some of our guys who've got young families and some of our staff. But again, we'll do whatever it takes at the moment to get footy back, because that's the most important part.
Nixie, obviously there's been some key changes on game day, and we went through that start of the show. But the one that I'm a little bit perplexed about is non-competing players can't attend the games. That is farcical. Surely those boys could be able to go and watch their teammates play at a distance.
Yeah.
I know you've got to be careful what you say, but I think it's bloody farcical that those boys cannot go and watch their brothers play and they've got to be stuck in the hub.
Yeah, I paused for a minute there, Jars. There's a lot of stuff. There is a lot of stuff where you sort of find yourself asking questions and saying, well, I don't quite understand that. Some of that, the not understanding part is why I don't understand, why I don't have the education around it. But if we are going to err on any side, we'll definitely err on the safety side. That seems to be what we're doing there is, look, let's not take any risk. What we are looking forward to is hoping those guys that don't get selected in the AFL side get the opportunity to play against, some of the other teams that are staying up there, because that'll give them an opportunity to perform, obviously.
Now, the accommodation situation, I have to ask you, it's going to be with Port Adelaide. It's going to be Showdown Accommodation, Jars, they're calling it.
Nice.
So you've copped a bit of a whack, the Adelaide Footy Club, from David Kosh and Ken Hinckley. I think Koshy said, we just don't like you and you're not our type of people. That's a bit harsh, I feel, considering you got to live together. That's like two brothers living together, having a crack at each other.
A bit of stepbrothers going on. we don't, it's interesting. We don't have an issue at all with that.
No.
And in fact, when you look at the game nowadays, the guys behind the scenes do a hell of a lot of work together through the Players Association. And so I know there's a lot of good relationships with guys, but there's a difference between that and when you cross that white line. And I know when we cross that white line, our guys are out there for war. So there's no concern with that. I don't have any comment. I've got no issue with staying with the Port Adelaide guys up there at all.
Matty, have any of the senior players given you an indication that they'll bring their families up with you guys?
Yeah, they have, Jars. We've been talking through that detail over the last couple of weeks, just around the best way for them to go about that. And if you look at other sports, you look at the cricketers when they travel internationally, often families and partners will come over a few weeks after the team. Part of that is to, I guess, focus the group on what the task actually is. We're going over there to play footy. The other part with where it is at the moment is we're not sure exactly how long we'll be there. So, you know, the later the families can come, the more opportunity, maybe chance there is for border rules to change, so we can all get back and move into the state after. So we'll have a look at all of that. We're doing whatever we can for our families and our partners and so on, just to make it as accommodating as possible when we get over there.
Well, thanks for your time, mate. It's getting exciting and there's a lot to digest. But before I let you go, have you caught up with the cricket flog, Greg Blewett? He's been taking you off.
Yes, I know. I haven't bothered. Oh, I was hoping he'd make contact, to be honest.
But oh, Burn.
Looks like this is building a little, doesn't it?
It is. He's making money at your expense at the moment with sporties.
He is, Nixie.
Has he gone again? Has he?
He's taken you off again, yeah.
He has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's not happy.
Love it. Love
so
it.
Do I. Oh.
Good on you, mate. Take care.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
there he is, Adelaide Crows senior coach, Matty Nix.
He's not happy with Blewett.
Oh, no, this is good.
No. He's done it good. Again, has he?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a Rush Hour with Jars and Burn.
Other way around.
Burn and Jars. Triple M.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
Well, it was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question four.
It's one new out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving
this
it.
This could win an award end of the year.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
All right, Burn, they talk about it down at Henley. I copped it yesterday from everyone. Jars, love it. Love what you and Burn are bringing to the table with the Furious Five questions. I want to get on. I said, look, it's busy. The boards light up like a Christmas tree. But let's go and say hello to Ben from Mitcham and Paul from Ingle Farm. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, how are you going?
Yeah, Ben, say hello to Paul. Paul, hello to Ben.
G'day, Paul. Hi, mate.
Yeah,
not,
good buddy.
Not at the same time.
Yeah, not bad.
Sorry, boy.
What do you do for a job, Ben?
I'm an estimator.
Oh, nice. Okay. Keep you busy. And you, Paul, from Ingle Farm. That's where I met my wife, Marion. That's where Marion's from. Maz is an Ingle Farm girl.
Oh, she's a farm girl.
Yes.
Well, so it's country out that way.
Yeah, I think I hooked on her at the Settlers.
Same as Bernie. I'm a farmer.
Oh, there you go.
Bit different farmer.
Yeah. So you're a farmer, Paul?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Oh, nice. What do you do?
Chicken.
Oh, you got chickens.
He's a chicken farmer, and that's nice. What he said. He's a farmer, and you go, oh, what do you do? Listen to
I
him.
Thought he meant he's
well,
a
listen
farmer
to him
because cause he's from Ingle Farm. I thought that was a saying out there. They say they're the farmers. I said it's a bit different, but he is actually a farmer.
Now,
so
gentlemen,
double meaning.
Five questions. Call your name out first. Correct answer, you get 1 point. Incorrect, minus point. Now, last week we brought in a new twist to the game, didn't we, Sean and
we
Burn?
We did indeed, yeah, it was
about using a phone a friend. Now, can I call Ben, our assistant producer, into the studio? Because Jared, our little knucklehead's having the day off. Ben, where are you? Come in here, please.
Oh, I've seen what he's done. I've seen what's happened here. I can see it.
Sorry, gentlemen. Just Ben and Paul, just hold on. Ben, Ben, our producer, get the microphone, Benny.
What have I done, mate?
Well, Ben, Ben, tell him. What have we done with the new twist?
Well, the new twist, if you obviously haven't been listening, because with the new twist, they can phone a friend, which is us.
And we can't see the answers.
And you've put the bloody
answers
underneath. The answers
on there, Benny.
Highlighted as well.
I haven't been listening to the show.
I'm being honest here. I didn't even know that was a rule. Just
Ben.
That's it. Boom. Get out. I'm out enough of it.
So whose fault is it? Is it your fault or Jared, our producer?
No, and you guys could have texted me.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, now it's our
so
fault.
We've got to dump that twist tonight because we've got like the answers in front of us. Benny, we're a team within a
that
team.
Twist is
and
being,
if you're going to take the mickey out of our quiz, mate, I'll have to talk to management tomorrow about
just,
where you
just
stand.
Just drop this new rule for tonight. We'll be right.
Oh, we'll be right. See, Michael
very
Jordan didn't do that.
No. It's about making people around you better.
Right. Do you want me to go back
not
on the
worse.
Phone?
No, so you're out. You go all back right. on the phone.
Just
thanks,
keep
Ben.
Walking to the lift, mate. Keep going.
Can I just say this?
What?
This is actually a blessing in disguise because, well, we're 3 minutes into the quiz and we haven't even asked one question.
Let's punch
it
out.
Question
number one.
Let's go,
boys. Are you ready, Farmer? He was the head coach of the Adelaide Crows between 97 and 99. Was it A, Malcolm Blight or B, Gary Ayres?
Ben.
Yes.
Malcolm Blight.
Malcolm Blight, well done.
Well done, Benny.
Yeah,
tick.
Ding too,
number
nice.
Two, true or false? Tim Cahill scored 50 goals when he played for the Socceroos. True or false?
Ben.
That was Paul.
Oh, that was close.
No, that was Paul.
It's definitely Paul, yeah.
Yep.
True.
Yep.
True.
Good start. One apiece.
Question three. The Olympics are held every how many years?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
Ben.
Four.
Oh, this is slick. Nice. Number four. Collingwood has lost more VFL AFL grand finals.
No, say it again.
Paul.
Yeah?
Paul, what do you want?
No, say it again. Because
but Paul, I haven't finished the question. Collingwood has lost let me buddy finish the questions, chaps.
No, let him have a crack
No, I've got to finish the question. Collingwood has lost the most VFL AFL grand finals. Now, chaps, how many have they lost? A.
Paul. Yes, Paul.
Yes, Paul.
20.
Yeah, but I didn't complete the question. A 24 or B 27, you knucklehead. What?
24.
Oh.
No, it's wrong as well.
Well, that's incorrect. Right, so Paul loses five. The point there.
We know the scores, Jazz?
No, it's 27.
No, no, the score of the quiz.
Oh, no, Sean's doing that. Right, number five, Ben.
Hang on. What's happened? They both lost a point there, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
so they're back to square.
I didn't get one wrong. I didn't get it wrong.
What do I ask Jars what the score is, and he's got 27.
So Ben's one up, isn't he?
Right,
Ben's
got question one, five. Right. In American football, a touchdown is worth how many points?
Ben.
Yes, Ben.
6 points.
Oh, well done.
Okay.
All right, tiebreaker?
No tiebreaker. Ben from Mitcham has won the quiz for tonight. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well,
well done, Paul from Ingle Farm. Get back and look after those chooks, my friend. Thanks for playing, buddy. What's been done, my friend?
All right, he's got himself a Triple M prize pack. That includes stuff with Triple M on it.
Put some energy in it, please. I'll put a Jarman magic book in there if you want.
Oh, there we go. All right. Triple M prize pack, which includes jump. You've got about 4,000 out there. Should be too hard.
All right. Oh, I love this.
Are we still on air?
Flock of seagulls. Yeah, we are. Flock of seagulls. This is at Joppies.
Oh, yeah.
What's the score, Jazz?
At Joppies with Maz.
27.
Don't you start.
The Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker. What up, JC? Jay Clark.
Welcome, Jay. I hope you had a good weekend. Now, let's get straight into it. Plenty to get through. Geelong's Jack Stephen had a terrible weekend. What's happening there?
Yeah, so there's still police, the club in the AFL, on a search for answers from the Geelong midfielder. So even tonight, it is still really unclear what the circumstances were that led to Jack Stephen being stabbed in the chest, the right part of his chest. Now, as we understand it, the major line of inquiry is around a person known to him. So we don't think it was self-inflicted or self-harm, and we don't think this is a random attack. We think it's someone known to him and a potential dispute there. Now, clearly, the AFL, as well as the Geelong Footy Club, want the information around this incident to try and piece it together and really get a greater understanding of his mental well-being and welfare at the moment. So, look, our thoughts are with Jack, clearly. It's still a bit messy and unclear, or very unclear, what's happened in this incident. But certainly, as Jack recovers from this chest injury, he'll be sitting down and talking to Geelong Power Brokers, police again, most likely, in the AFL Integrity Department to explain what has happened.
Yeah, well, very strange situation. Now, the players, are they going to be travelling on match day again, like back in the old days?
This is extraordinary. I'm still can't quite get over this, but as part of the new world we're living in the 2020 football season, clubs, when they play interstate, will be travelling the morning of the game. So, look, I think, I mean, considering the Queensland clubs coming down to play in Melbourne, obviously, the SA clubs are up there on the Gold Coast, I can't see many road wins, or many interstate wins in 2020. I know you guys are very brave and did it back in the day, but, I mean, some players and some clubs travel 2 days earlier than before the game. So to get up, jump on a plane at 8 a.m, and then be playing at 2, I just think it's going to be very hard for the visiting team boys.
Very hard. Now, I've heard some rumours. Tell me if this is true. Is there a sex ban on the players? Please tell me it's not true.
this is a real sensitive issue at the moment. We know AFL players aren't allowed to have visitors in their home as part of the new protocol.
Yeah.
Other than friends and family who might be caring for their welfare.
Okay.
And a person who they have an intimate relationship with, right? So your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your partner or whatever is okay.
Right.
But the big gray area is here, if you're having multiple casual hookups a week or whatever, and you're playing the field and you're being a bit risky, and you contract coronavirus through these wild ways, then you could face sanction from the AFL.
Jay, that's brutal because a lot of players, you know, they love their routine. They've got set routines that makes them play well. And if they have a little bit of love making a night before a game, and then that's been taken away from them, oh dear. Yes.
Could throw them out, Charles.
It's classic risk reward, isn't it, Charles?
This is a really difficult one from the AFL because you can't ban sex for players, can you?
But you can
say, you know, act responsibly between the sheets. Show some discretion here, people.
This is massive news.
So look, it's a sensitive one. Who knows what's going to happen in this space? But
I'll tell you what, Jazz, we might be able to police that. We could be the police for, I don't know, we could go knock on rooms and make sure it's not happening.
I'm not going there, sister.
Okay, righto. I
just thought. Now, Port Adelaide chairman David Kosh has been throwing a lot of grenades the last two or three weeks. He's at it again today.
Yeah, I know. I've sort of said this before, but is your man, he's been a bit of a peanut or not? Like, what's the story here? He's saying that, you know, they can't be in the same hotel as the Crows because they've got this fierce rivalry. Oh, come on, give me a spell. All those blokes know each other. They have coffees down Rundle Mall or whatever all the time. So I think that's all just make-believe bull dust. And Koshy just needs to quieten down for a little bit, I think. I've been strong on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Bert.
Well, I think he said
at
the Adelaide Football Club are not their type of people, so they don't want to live with them. That was his words. I don't know. I think he's taking the piss with
him. Well, I think he is. I reckon he's just messing around. That's not like Koshy.
He has said some funny things before, Jazz.
All right, Jay, thanks for that, mate, and keep us updated regarding Jack Stephen, and we'll speak again on Saturday, DSL.
Take it easy, boys.
Jay Clark there on the Rush Hour.
Get ready for the new look Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. Brand new time, 5:30 weekdays. Go and listen now. Catch you later on the Triple M app. This is the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
What about old Koshy boy? Now, Jay Clark just gave him a little drive-by, but he's come out and whacked the Adelaide Crows.
Hasn't he?
They don't want to spend any time with Adelaide Crows in the hub because they're sharing that beautiful resort up there, and the West Coast Eagles and Freo are sharing theirs, Bern. They've got on with it. But not old Koshy. This is what he had to say today.
We've actually requested not to be in the same hotel. We have enormous respect for the Crows, absolutely enormous respect, but just don't like you. We're so different. Why should we have to spend 8 weeks in the same hotel? So we've sort of requested to the AFL, why don't you put us with one of the West Australian teams and they can go with the Crows team? Look, we're so different. How stupid, particularly if we do have a showdown in Queensland. Why do you train next to each other and get the same bus? Give me a break.
Well, you heard it here first last week, Jars. I mentioned that they should do that. One Perth team with one Adelaide team at the two different venues. But, Koshy's claiming that to be his own there. He is just taking the piss, isn't he? I think he is.
I think he's trying to stir it up a little bit. He's trying to be a little bit like Eddie Maguire.
Trying to create a greater rivalry, maybe, for showdown. Yes. It's going to be in the first couple of weeks.
But old Kenny's... Kenny followed up, just a little putter, didn't he? Used a little putter. Yeah.
I think he was a little bit more serious than what he said. He said that we are arch enemies. It doesn't make a lot of sense to put us together. He says they have these great grudge matches and we're going into a place to be all buddies. I'm not sure about that. Okay.
So who will room with Bokey then from the Crows?
Sloaney. They're both surfers. Sloaney and Bokey.
Yeah, okay. Who will Tex go with?
Tex and someone else that can't add up. Well, that'd be a good conversation. sorry, I'll take that back.
And he'll go with Tommy Rockcliffe, our boy Tommy.
Maybe Tex. No, well, I don't know. We're going to need to match them up. Maybe this is a phone topic. Maybe one day.
I think
who should we match up? Who's similar? But yeah, I think he's just grabbing. He's trying, like you said, he's trying to make a thing of himself.
Trying to find a headline.
Get Port on the map again, Jarz.
Look, the Twitter family's piped up. What do you think about Koshy and Hinkley being mad about Port Adelaide having to stay at the same Gold Coast resort as the Crows? Dale Lawrence, he's in heaps of hotels. Move on. Adamo said little brother syndrome kicking in from the pair. Mark 63 said, what do you expect from two losers from a feral club? Ferals. Obviously, he's a Crows man. Oh, Mark 63. Travis, I guess beggars can't be choosers, Burn.
Oh, what about Joe's comment? Joe's is good.
Yeah, you read it.
Oh, okay. Joe says, how embarrassing when the WA teams are just getting on with it, and here we are, we have one of the SA teams carrying on like toddlers not wanting to share.
I love this from Ben Williams there, Burn, all right? Seriously, in the past year, Australians have experienced two catastrophes, fires, then the pandemic. People have lost their homes and jobs. All these two guys are complaining about is having to stay in the same place as the Crows. Both need to discard the tin ear.
Wow.
What's a tin
Ben Williams,
ear?
Man of the match. Yeah, what is the tin ear?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that, actually.
Well, you're the bloody... Anyway.
You know everything, Murph.
Yeah, you do.
Twitter poll results are through, asking that same question. What do you think about Koshy and Hinkley being mad about them having to share? 53% say childish. 14% say fair call.
Yeah.
26% say get on with it, and 7% are proud of the stand that Koshy and Hinkley.
How many, that last one? How many?
Just 7%.
Exactly. It is childish. Just get on with it. Look, I dropped some intel last week regarding a football, one of the local associations is looking at cancelling their season.
Yep.
Because when they do resume, I think it's going to be a 9-game season, and then all these restriction guidelines will come into play. Now, I know at about 7 o'clock tonight that the Southern Football League will have having a big meeting to discuss if they will continue on or cancel their season.
Yep.
The Yankalilla Football Club down in the Great Southern Football League, I think they have withdrawn and pulled out of the competition altogether.
Sad, isn't it?
Up your way, there is some talk up your way that they may also do the same. Now, I'm not saying they will, but there is talk around the football corridors that we're going to see a lot more associations cancel the rest of the year because it's not worth it.
Yeah, no, it is. And I guess with country towns and country zones, there's they rely a lot on their revenue jars on match day. So their entrance ticket, the bar, the canteen and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, I don't like seeing competitions just wiped out or not going ahead. So I just come up with an idea actually on the weekend that when it gets a little bit safer to play in country zones and country leagues later in the year, potentially, obviously they're not going to be able to pay their players. There's not going to be a lot
of income.
So
there'll be no payment to player and coaches.
No payment. Right. So there's some players from Adelaide that travel back there to play and all country leagues, mind you. I feel like, why don't we just make it a full local competition in each league, full local, no imports. And the imports can play if they want to pay for nothing, but they might struggle. But you need footy to go ahead. So just maybe a $5 entrance fee to go and watch, and you have $5. To either sit in your car or socially distance. You could possibly have a barbecue and make sure everyone lines up like they do at cafes now properly, and you could have people policing that. But each player puts in, and this is, you probably don't have a premiership and you don't award a premiership.
Well, if you're only playing 9-10 games, not worth it.
Yeah, and you might not even get that many jars. Okay. I'm talking maybe five or six games. And each player puts in $100, right? $100. Oh. So it's a cash prize, not a premiership prize. $100 a player. Say 25 players might play throughout a season. I think they only have three on the bench in country leagues. So say 25 in rotation. Eight teams in a comp on average, say. So 8 times 25 times 100 each player. That equals $20,000, Jars. And maybe the winner gets a share of that and take the umpire's money and everything out of that and revenue. Hopefully revenue on the day can make a little bit for the footy club. Mm. And I'm not saying the winner gets 20 grand. I'm saying maybe the winner gets 10 or 12 and the runner-up gets a little bit, and then obviously with the rest of the money, they can cover some of the costs for umpires and footballs and all that sort of stuff that usually comes out. At least that way, we get a bit of footy played in country towns. The netballers can do the same. Yeah. And I'm not talking now when the AFL season starts. I'm talking later in the year when country towns are built around sport.
Yes.
That's the community sport. Mm-hmm. It's a way of life, really. It's like a religion almost. So I feel like we need something for these people back there.
So if the players are being told, Byrne, that they're not getting paid, why should they put in $100 each?
Well, I feel like it's not much. And then that way you can strive towards winning a share of $20,000, okay, James. It doesn't have to be 100. It can be 50.
An incentive.
$50.
$50. All right.
$50 for the whole season isn't much, Charles.
So what's that then, Byrne? $50.
$50 would be 10 grand.
Teams, 10 grand.
Well, okay. It'll be half, yeah.
Oh, $100. You try to catch him out with the stupidest, question.
Dumb question. Half of 100 would be 50, just so that'd be 10 grand instead of 20. Oh, maybe they can play for that. But the big thing about that is putting money in to cover the costs of running the thing, and then you get to play sport as well, Jazz. Just an idea.
No, I like it, Byrne. Full local competition. So we'll find out a lot more later in the week regarding a lot of our local associations around the state, Byrne, and we'll keep you updated. Episode 9 and 10 tonight. Netflix, Michael Jordan, The Last Dance. That's it.
Netflix.
Yeah. That's it, Byrne.
You are flexing.
Fascinated by it. It's been absolutely fascinating to watch.
It's so good. And then I'm actually excited, but I'm disappointed that it comes to an end tonight, Jars, because obviously episode 9 and 10. That's but it. I'll tell you what it has done. Mm. It's kick-started a lot of other docos. And we started this. We said we should have a doco.
So we've started this again. What have we started?
People just jumping on the back of our ideas. But Amazon have... going to do one about West Coast, or currently doing one against about West Coast. Mm-hmm. Amazon are also doing a Shane Warne doco at the same time. Righto. And Murph, did you say something about the Crows are currently doing a doco?
The Crows?
Well, it's on the Adelaide Footy Club website. It says Crows to feature in new Amazon AFL documentary. So I think it's about 97, 98.
Well, that'll be good to watch. The two premierships back to back.
Well, you have to ask your brother about that. He'd be heavily involved
Fudd
in
that. Doesn't really like the camera, mate. Doesn't say too much.
You could get DJ. Some audio. He's a big part of him.
That'd be a good one.
Big part of him.
But we're going to see a lot more, aren't we, now, after what the Jordan doco's done.
Yeah, and what about the timing of the Jordan doco? It was absolutely impeccable with all the shutdown, everyone watching TV at home. Well done to him. But, looking forward to that tonight, Jas.
All right, buddy. And the Rush Hour won't be far away, too, doing the doco.
And do you like the name of the Crows documentary?
What's it called?
The Last Stance.
No.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.